Chapter 27 Tattoos. I've always been a fan of tattoos. I had my first one done whilst down in Newquay in 1995. I had it done on my left arm. It is a black tribal band. I was off my head at the time, which is never recommended. I always liked the actual design, but the person who did it was rubbish. It wasn't quite symmetrical, and the black ink wasn't the same all the way through. After a couple of years, I eventually decided to get it tidied up. Initially, the tattoo artist laughed at it, and he had to spend an hour working on the outline just to tidy up before he could start actually extending it. He did a really good job, and it looks good now. It doesn't really have much meaning, it is just a design. I see it as being representative of the darkness I went through losing my mother. My mate, who also had his done at the same time, went to the same guy and had his fixed up, as his originally looked awful too. I have on my left ankle my mother's date of birth and the day she died in the same font as the grave, which is a nice personal reminder. I always wanted my back doing while into my skateboarding and snowboarding, so I opted for some nice Celtic knotwork, which is meant to symbolise infinity, as there is no start and no end. I then added two Celtic dogs, which symbolise power, which mix into two Celtic birds, which symbolise freedom. I feel it's a good visual representation of how I chose to live my life, and I draw strength from the symbolism, although I never quite got it finished to how I wanted it. These three were done before my injury and are reflective of my life. Whilst in hospital, people would often comment on them. Some people would ask if I regret having them done, and the answer is always no. They are part of me and a permanent reminder, and the only real part of my body that didn't change after the injury. I was always keen to have more, and spoke to doctors and other people who have had spinal injury and had tattoos. The doctor's opinion was wait a few years till your body is completely settled down, and if I do have more, have them where my body is less affected from the spinal injury, i.e. the arms. A lot of people said they love having tattoos done after paralysis, as the pain is nowhere near how it used to be, and a lot of people say they can't even feel it being done now. Use common sense if thinking of getting a tattoo. They are there forever. They're great value for money, if you ask me. Nothing else lasts forever. I always wanted my right arm doing, and was never sure what to do with it, and was not sure how my body would react. I decided around 2007 to finally do it. I explained to the guy my concerns, but also what I wanted. I said I wanted something full colour and all natural, and reflecting the change I had been through. I remember him saying, "Here's another nutter with the grand ideas who isn't going to follow through." I think I replied, "Once I commit to something, I always see it through." I was pretty sure my body would be okay, and I would be able to tolerate pain. The only way to find out was to go and get on with it. Frankly, it wasn't too bad. I ended up with a water lily with a butterfly on, with a dragonfly flying above, a koi fish swimming underneath the water with mountains and the sun in the background. After a couple of years, I decided to get one on my shin of a tiger, as I love the creatures as they are strong and independent and also quite solitary. It wasn't too bad at all having my leg done, although it was very tender and sore the third hour. My father hated having them done, but it is my body and it gives me something to like about it. Figure 34 is a photograph of my black tribal on my arm. Figure 35 is a photograph of the tiger. Figure 36 is a photograph of my right arm. And figure 37 is a picture of the Celtic knotwork.